I've also done opera stars.
Really?
And, yes, I have. And they would, of course, anyway, would you damage my ability to sing? And I'll do my very best not to.
You've had patients fly in from all parts of the country, more than likely, to see you.
I've had patients come from various surrounding states and so on.
Generally, how has the medical world changed since you were practicing?
Well, you know, technologically, we've gone through the roof. It seems, in many ways, we've lost track of our patients. We were taught, in my day, to thoroughly examine the patient, make a diagnosis, then order the minimum tests that you can order, the least expensive test to verify your diagnosis, etc. But examination of the patient was the main thing. Doctors are so busy now with all the rules and regulations and paperwork, etc., etc. It seems they have no time to really thoroughly examine the patient. They do a cursory exam, then order a very expensive test, perhaps a $2,500 test or more. We've lost so much doctor-patient relationship in this process. Many would say, well, I can diagnose this with a CT scan or an MRI scan. No one ever really thinks, well, that's a very expensive test. And if you don't have to do it, why do it? We do a mere $50 million a year worth of them at St. Francis Hospital. Now, here's the thing I hate to say. 95% of those tests are normal. It means really we could have gotten by without 95% of those tests being done. They're done for diagnostic reasons. They're done sometimes for protection. If I miss this lesion, I'm going to wind up in court. I'll just order a test to prove that he doesn't have a metastatic disease to the brain or spinal cord, what have you. So technologically, it's been a miraculous thing. Neurosurgery's changed with lighting and with anesthesia and with the dissecting microscope. All those have been advances. But sociologically, it seems we've regressed. The doctor doesn't have time for his patients. That's terrible. That's terrible. Mm-hmm. Or the physician works for a group and they say, you've got to see a new patient every 15 minutes. This is terrible because you just can't really examine someone in that brief period of time. But if you know your patient well and examine that patient well, you're way ahead of the game. Seems we've lost that.
New technology of today in neurosurgery. Would it have made your job a lot easier back when you were really practicing, or do you wish that you had been able to use some of those tools?
We had good lighting, and we wore magnifying loops. So we wore lighting as a headlight, a bright light that we could adjust and focus. We wore loops, much like jeweler's loops, magnifying, perhaps 6 to 8 times. This is fine. That's all the magnification you need. It's so much easier to have this equipment on your head to work. You bring in the big dissecting microscope, and it's cumbersome. You must drape this entire microscope out for sterile purposes. It's easier and simpler to do it the old way. You can say, well, it brings lighting, it brings magnification, all this. It's true. It's true. Some have grown so used to it, they'd be lost if they did the old method. Mm-hmm.